This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville.
I have with me Bongani Dlovo from the South African Museum, in fact, Iziko South African Museum, and he's the CEO, and he's here to tell us about a very special occasion, a 200th birthday. You don't look your age, but here you are, ISMA, I think is the correct thing, 200.
Yes.
So where do we begin?
Thanks a lot, Philip, and also thank for having us to talk about the South African Museum, and also for having me as the acting CEO of Iziko Museums of South Africa. How do we start a journey, a 200 years worth of collections, research, education, and public engagement? Let us start on the 13th of March. We launched the ISM 200 project as an attempt to reflect on the past 200 years. And then we used the 13th of March this year as a starting point for reflection, to invite South Africans and also beautiful people of this province to come to our spaces, enjoy the heritage that is in our spaces, and also give input. That's basically, in a nutshell, the beginning of this year's celebrations, if you like to call them, because these are contested heritages and histories. So we opt to use a neutral word, reflections. We are looking at 200 years of collecting, of research, and also of education in the natural history environment. But we also take into account that while the museum focuses on natural history, it is a South African museum, and therefore it has also collected social history and art. If you look at natural history, for example, we have in our display the Kwaga, which is now extinct. We also have in our display the oldest buffalo horn in our history as part of attempts to reflect on this particular heritage. But more importantly, we have also other exhibitions like the African dinosaurs that people can come and enjoy. We also launched the Sea and Us exhibition, which is a very new exhibition. And when you look at social history, we are also reflecting at the manner in which we've collected human stories and how we've told those human stories, including the rock art exhibition that we are inviting our visitors to contribute on, and also to guide us as to how they would like to see that space taking shape. If you look at art, we are playing along with a beautiful exhibition called The Art of Science. We are also bringing in back the arts in the South African Museum. So in the true spirit of reflecting on the 200 years worth of collecting, we are also looking at how this museum is done. But also, most importantly, this is not only a South African story. We are looking at how the museum has affected and impacted the museum making in the country, but also how it has been influenced by other museums in abroad, either in the UK, in Australia, in Germany, and elsewhere. Because this past 200 years, this museum has been interacting with a number of institutions in the country and globally.
Also, how do you see yourself in the future? Things aren't the same. For instance, just the Sieve exhibition you mentioned now, you're really looking how you do things, how you sort of cross the threshold, get people to see things differently. So how do you see yourself moving into the next 200 years?
We are conscious that we are a collections-based institution because the manner in which we are established, the fascination was about the object, the specimen, and the artwork. However, we're embracing new technologies, what is referred to as now the fourth industrial revolution. If you look at our planetarium, for example, we've embraced an immersive planetarium that we are using to embrace new technologies to tell our stories and to preserve our histories.
Well, if you want you to continue doing that. That to us is the most important part. And to also see yourself within a global context in this day and age. Do you agree?
That's exactly that. So that we also allow people who are having museums and collections and stories on their phones to engage with our content virtually and also to visualize and enhance our collections and our narratives. That's where we see ourselves, but we also see ourselves as a learning institution and influenced by our research and also take into account what is happening in our social environment and take that into account in our efforts to build a museum that will be interactive, that will be enjoyed by everyone.
It certainly is, and congratulations on your 200th birthday. It's extraordinary having an institution, a cultural institution, museum, and congratulations to Iziko South African Museum.
Thank you for having us. Hope to see you soon. Thank you.
And to find your way there or to other cultural events in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft, and Museums map or get it digitally at mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za.